Last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
How many Darnirus do we see?
You see three more Darnirus. There's four of us total.
This is amazing.
Yes. 19.
Oh,
dang it.
What a shame. That was a crit. Oh,
gross.
Darn it. Don't you hate it when that happens?
You know what I hate is when you buy me dice.
He's going to swing with the longsword. Natty one.
Whoa. Varg is going to begin by raging.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
He's not off guard to this one, though.
No.
Because I can't stack all that damage. I rolled a natty 20.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
I rolled a 3, so 6 bleed
six
damage.
6 bleed, and I continue to bleed.
Yeah.
Ow. Gosh, I'm falling 5 sucks. It's Varg's turn.
Natty 19.
Oh, no!
Let's go!
Plus 17.
That's got to be.
Is a critical
Let's
success.
Let's go!
Is a critical success!
Yes!
It's your ranged strike.
That'd be a natty 19.
Oh, so my God.
That'd be a 35 to hit.
That is a critical success.
Yes!
So 68 damage. On a guy that had 18 hit points.
Yes.
I mean.
Ooh, yay. 4 damage to Bard.
That's adorable.
He gets electrocuted.
Dies.
And dies.
A boring death.
Sorry.
For 3 boring enemies. 34. You recognize these as specific components from Gattleby's formula.
Whoa.
He referred to himself as a vitromancer. Half of his body looked like it was living glass. You should look for it at a place called the Dead Spot. I promise nothing bad will happen there. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, probably the best actual play podcast.
Yeah.
Second vote here.
Yeah.
There you go.
All in favor, say
totally.
Aye.
Said it.
Aye.
We probably are. At this point,
I'll abstain.
Who said nay?
Who did that? At this point, whoever you are listening, you have to be agreeing with us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Is that how it works? The logic of the...
I have listened to a lot of them, and a lot of people do a fantastic job. I am definitely biased, but I have the most fun.
Oh, great. It's coming with a hot take.
Right.
Okay.
I listen to one.
Yeah.
And it's ours. And so it's pretty legit.
Best one, in your opinion?
Dude, transcendent.
Probably.
Wow.
It probably is.
I don't even know what that word means.
I can't even look at your face right now.
How do you transcend with only one option?
Because that's all you need.
Ooh.
Right? Bars. Bars.
I like that. I like that.
LeBron James.
I didn't like that. Well, the fun police texted the group, and there is an adjustment that we need to make. Go ahead, fun police.
Like the fun police investigator?
Yeah. Do you have a fun police sound effect, Jordan? Is that something that we have?
For those who are wondering, he's pointing at me.
Before you start, let him play the sound effect.
Let's hear it.
And then I can edit it in.
That's what their siren
That's the siren
like.
Of the
reject. I reject that drop.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Greg.
I was looking into splash damage.
Were you looking into splash damage?
The reason
damage,
I was
Greg?
Looking into splash damage because I thought it's weird that the primary target would also take splash damage, but it makes sense after reading all of the rules.
AKA, he doubted me.
No. I was wondering why would the rules of Pathfinder suggest that? And so I was going to let them set me straight by just reading. And what I found is that we're not supposed to be doubling the splash damage on a crit hit.
AKA, he was right to doubt me.
Which is funny. I wasn't even doubting it. That's not why I looked it up.
Well, you know what? Everybody gets 5 hit points back.
Yeah.
What if we're already at full? Yeah. Come on.
That's too bad.
Somehow I'm hero not points. Full, but it's okay. 5 hero points.
Yeah, 5.
Figure them out.
I think you all have 2 right now.
We do.
I handed
but we don't
out a
have
bunch
3.
At the, at the old public hanging.
Mm-hmm.
Such a warm and fuzzy topic.
So fuzzy.
I'm glad you guys saved Rangel. That's
That's what I'm happy about.
Us too.
There's a lot of scenarios where you don't.
Well, I was like, we only got so many like leads here, so we can't be losing leads right now.
I like the image of Varg running away with him on his shoulder, like through the crowd. Come on, I'll keep you safe. You know, like
that's pretty good Varg.
But also his face being covered and having no clue what's going on.
To the Dice of Thunder podcast. Yeah. His face was covered the whole time. Another fun little rules clarification piece. It came up, Greg and I were having a discussion about it at our home game.
Oh, yeah.
But it's how to calculate a crit and why the numbers matter. So I'm going to get a little crunch on you for a second here, folks.
Crunch, bear with me. This episode is brought to you by the crunch.
Jordan's actively queuing up crunch music.
I am.
That's good. Why is it that on any given dice roll, when we do a 10 over, it's a crit, and a 10 under, and it's a fumble? And how does that work when, if you do the math, there's an odd number, there's 19 digits between that you can land on? Anyway, I'll explain. So if you have a DC 15 dice roll that you need to hit, and you hit it exactly
15 on the dot,
15 after your adjustments, you're trying to pass a DC 15, you roll the dice, whatever the dice result is, and you hit 15.
Okay.
Tie goes to the roller. That's a well-known and well-documented Pathfinder rule.
Everybody knows that, Gale.
Yeah. Thanks, Gale.
Come on, Gale.
What is a 24? A 24 is just a pass.
It's just a pass, right? Yeah, because it's not 10 over.
Exactly. And a 25, we would say, that's a crit success.
Yes.
Well, if you count the steps between 15 to 24, that's 10 steps. So when you read the rules, the language in the chunkus says 10 over is a crit success and 10 under is a crit fail.
Yeah.
So 15 plus 10 is 25, crit success, also 10 steps, 5, 6, 7, blah, 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 or 15, 16, 17, on and on
to 24
is 10.
24, yeah.
And then 25, if you hit that, is a crit. Now, when you go the other direction, if you count 10 steps, not counting the 15, because 15 is a success, then that puts you at a fumble would happen on a 4, a crit fail.
Oh.
But tie goes to the roller. So when you're failing a roll, you still have to count the 15, but because it's a tie, when you hit 15 and tie goes to the roller, you actually have a wider window of success than you do a failure when it comes to dice rolls. I just thought mathematically...
Only for a crit fail.
No, any kind of miss is not... Oh. Yeah, on that range of possibilities, there are more successes than there are fails.
Correct.
Okay, there.
Okay.
I know, it was crunchy.
But the bottom line is, if we roll anything that's 10 over the DC, it's a crit success.
Yes, and 10 under, hitting that number, is a crit fail.
So yeah, so if a 15 was a DC and we roll a 5,
yep,
you're saying that is a crit failure.
That is a crit failure. And there was a nice Reddit post about it that explained it a lot better than I did by some linguistics major.
And you think my rule changes are nerdy?
No, it's, my rule discussions are way worse. So I just wanted to address the math behind it because I think it's important.
I'm going to forget that one, so you're going to have to remind
me. If you put it in simple terms, the simple language is what you just described, Greg. If your goal is X, then X minus 10 is a critical fail, and X plus 10 is a critical success.
Yeah.
And if you hit X exactly, that's a tie, and it goes to the roller.
Yep. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Just nailed it.
From a mathematical design perspective, it's very elegant. A lot of the math in Pathfinder is elegant. Anyway.
And delicious.
In case you couldn't tell, folks, I like Pathfinder. After 83 episodes, if you haven't figured that out yet.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, why are you here?
We do love Pathfinder. And when last we left the... I didn't segue.
I don't think you did a cold open, did you?
I did. It was the... Oh. We're probably the best.
I didn't start listening till just now.
Love it.
Very good.
We're the best. We're the best.
Hey.
Or Greg's version is, we're the best. We're the best.
Yeah.
We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. The best.
History repeats itself. Try and you succeed.
This song?
Yeah. Gotta get to the chorus.
Better.
An accordion?
You're the best.
The best.
Wow. That was great.
Well, we're not a crunchy rules podcast.
No, we're
Oh, wait.
The best.
We are. And when last we left the Shumfalo Five, they had just finished having a nice lunch on...
Veranda.
No.
No, on the dime of Rangel. On the dime.
That was what I was trying to say. I literally forgot the word.
I knew where you were going.
On the dime of Rangel Feruza, who they saved from a hanging in public for a murder that he did not commit. He gave you the exact coordinates of the dead spot, which is a space out in the middle of nowhere that Dash is known to use as a hideout because it's deemed to be kind of creepy. So it's the middle of the day. The dead spot is on a location that is about 20 miles away. So the first thing you guys need to do, if you're going to go out there, is arrange some form of transportation. But you can do whatever you want.
Oh, I thought we were going to climb on Varg's back and he's going to walk.
Yeah. Just speed walk all the way.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to print out the MapQuest.
You guys are going to climb on him like when they all climbed up and they hung on Vesic and he climbed up the rope to get up the wall.
Here you are, this Colossus thing, and yet he gains.
Don't say that, Vesic. Please. Or
you,
no, Vesini.
You don't mean that.
Don't say that, Vesini.
These are Prince of Bride references. Yeah. The Princess Bride references.
Inconceivable.
Wow, that was pretty good.
He's just spitting all over everybody in that scene.
cut.
I don't think you understand what that means.
I do not think that
we... I don't think it means he wins.
That's one of the best movie lines ever.
By the way, I saw a movie over the weekend called Damsel. It's on Netflix.
Ah, we saw that.
Oh, yeah.
It's on my queue.
A week ago.
It's my new Princess Bride.
It's a fantastic
movie.
Yeah.
I freaking
love
it.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Jordan's having a conniption fit over there because he hates it.
Yeah, I said that. You hate it? You hate it?
He took his headphones off.
How do you hate it?
How is that your new Princess Bride?
Because it is. Because she's awesome. And if I had a daughter,
I mean,
she'd be damsel.
I wouldn't say that. Right. But it was really good.
It was
really good. No one should ever say that.
And the dragon was voiced by Shora Agdashalu.
Oh, I know. I went to high school.
I know, and I could hardly understand her.
Really?
Her voice was already... No, listen. Her voice is iconic. But she is getting up there in age, and it's getting worse.
You're a sexist ageist.
I'm not at all. I'm just spitting like facts.
This hag can't even understand what she's saying.
This legendary voice actress hag.
Jeez.
I already gave her credit. I said her voice is iconic, but it is getting very hard to understand her.
These are not lies.
I'm dead serious.
This is the truth.
Just keep spitting the truth. That's
yeah, I will.
You know whose voice really is iconic?
Who?
The lady's voice on the airports that says, like, when the walkway's ending.
Huh?
Do an impression. Do it.
I don't have an impression. Just like a real thing. It's just she's a real lady out there.
In every airport?
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
A hired woman?
Her name's just Barbara. She's sitting in some stool.
No joke. We had a radio show at one of my old jobs. We actually interviewed her.
What?
Yeah, and we had her
drag
record.
Off a cigarette. She's like, the track's about to end.
Please make sure you take a step.
And you're like, hey, Barb, there's no smoking in the airport.
It's Barbara.
and she's like, I've got a medical waiver. Like that?
Exactly.
Please watch your step and your mouth.
Yeah.
Sure. I can see it.
I derailed us. I apologize. But I don't.
Damsel, sorry, but
check it out.
Oh, Duval was not ready to be done with the intro.
Yeah, but there wasn't enough banter.
Okay, because I like the whole pub noise that we got in the background.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You know,
yeah.
It's like this is what five friends sitting at a table in a pub somewhere, although I'm not there because I'm everywhere.
You're the guy in the corner eavesdropping.
Yeah, you're the weirdo. Yeah. Playing chess by himself, spinning the table.
I'm the guy that comes up to you guys afterwards and says, Mr. Underhill, maybe you should not attract so much attention.
Oh, the ranger?
Yeah.
Folks around here call him Strider.
Watch Lord of the Rings, everyone.
Brittany's favorite movie.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Just one of them.
Yeah, of all time.
Only the third
of
one.
Of all time, yeah.
Yeah.
She has like 10 favorite movies of all time.
Is Damsel one of them?
Oh, man.
No.
No, I
but
think
Damsel
it's in the
was
top
in the
10,
vein
but...
of your favorite.
How?
Which one?
Sucker I just want to say, I figured it out like in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, Sucker Punch is a
Sucker
fun
Punch.
Movie.
Love that movie.
Sucker Punch is awesome.
I made my parents watch it when they were
Sucker
here.
Sucker Punch?
They didn't get it, did they? They
no,
didn't get it.
They
nope.
didn't get it, and they were just...
Parents just don't understand.
Boomers, they don't get it. Man.
You made your parents watch Sucker understand. Punch?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is hilarious.
Also, one of the best soundtracks.
No comments.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best soundtracks.
Great soundtrack. You know, the boomers, they don't get it.
I guess they don't
get a movie like Sucker Punch.
Not.
You know?
Nope. Very disappointing.
Yeah. Sorry if you're a boomer and you're listening. And you're like, Sucker Punch is my favorite movie. The one of you.
Yeah. That's out there.
You're special.
Anyway, do you guys want to go find Dash?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Here in the bullet and barrel and jibber jabber all day.
Jibber jabber. Hmm.
How do we want to get
there? Jibber. Don't jibber.
We need to secure transportation because it's how far?
It's 25 miles.
You can walk. You can go on foot if you want.
No, it's still some horses.
It's up to you.
It'll probably take us a day to walk there.
It's one full day of travel to get there.
Walking, right?
Yeah.
Should I just ride my horse or?
You would have to.
The rest of you can get horses, ride your horse, I guess. Cat.
I mean, we could just hook up a cart to the back of Kal-El.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know if he's trained for that.
Not
sure.
Can Darnayru trick some people into giving us their horses? Don't you have, like, some mine stuff?
Not that trickery in my mind. Jordan has his hand up.
Can Varg ask around the place? Or maybe just ask Phoebe if there's a cart rental or a carriage rental.
Horses.
An Uber for Alkenstar.
Because then I laugh at you laughing at him.
An Alkenstar Uber.
Alkenstar Uber.
Yeah.
Uber star.
Yeah. She tells you absolutely. There is, you can hire someone and gives you directions to a local cart.
Cartery.
Okay. Cartery. Yeah. Caravanserai.
Ooh.
I think that's the word. Fancy.
A cartmonger. Oh, you're finally awake.
And what?
And that's if you want to have like a pulled wagon situation going on.
What are
you
the
can,
options?
You can,
I mean, that was my thought. Since there's five,
you guys
of us.
Can get some mechanical horses.
Ooh.
If you want to ride out on mechanical horses,
I want a mechanical horse.
It's a gold piece to rent them for the day, for a trip
piece?
Like that. Yeah, one gold each.
So,
but is this going to be like a robot chicken scenario?
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Early on, when Varg got kicked off of a robot chicken,
I don't think that was
Varg. Balnor.
Yeah, it was Varg's predecessor. Yeah. Old, what's his name?
Yeah, Bok Bok.
Yeah,
Bok Bok.
Bok Bok the Eliminator.
Like where we have to pass a check. Just
you,
to
ride
so it.
No, that was. These are not competition rodeo mechanical horses.
Yeah. Why okay. not?
They're traveling okay. variety.
Okay. These are Ocean Shores
said,
horses.
Why not? I want it to be as hard as possible.
Yeah.
Well, I say we.
Yeah, it's like Ocean Shores. Yeah.
I see we either rent a carriage or we.
My vote is renting a carriage because I'm not trained to ride a horse. And
we just
that's
said
extra
we
things.
Have to.
We would have to roll anything to.
No, and ride's not a skill that it's by itself anymore. It's just an acrobatics check. So,
are we making this way more complicated than it needs to be?
Yeah, we just need to get down the road 20 miles.
Yes, you are, which is why I presented it to you this way, because I knew that it would be this massive thought experiment.
Let's just go in the cart.
I say we get a cart and just go for it.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gotta get an Uber.
It's time for mine cart madness.
It's 3 gold to rent a cart that comes with a driver.
Oh,
let's hope.
What's his name?
His name is Bonmaux.
Bonmaux.
And it's
the driver.
Bonmeaux.
Oh. It's Bonmeaux.
Bonmeaux. He's French Canadian.
Oh, okay. I love it. 3 gold. All right, I'm deducting it.
That's literally just the first character that I saw when I opened up Hero Lab. That's in my library of unplayed PCs.
Can we call him Alex instead?
Sure.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I like it.
Welcome to the show, Alex.
Welcome.
You made it.
Go tell your friends. Go tell your friends. Listen, subscribe.
He does. He does. They've all disowned him at this point. That's all he talks about. I mean, we love you, Alex.
Yeah.
No, for real, now I'm looking up how to ride, ride checks, just because I'm curious.
That's why I was suggesting we just do a cart, because then we can sit in the back and the guy will drive it.
It's literally not even a thing anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
You just get bonuses for feats that have to do with riding mounts?
Right. I guess when they come out with the Cavalier for 2.0, the 2E Cavalier, it will have ride mechanics.
It better.
Anyway, all I made you guys roll in the rodeo event was an acrobatics check, so...
Which I failed gloriously.
Are there any other preparations you want to make before you leave? Because once you leave, you're no longer in town.
That's a true statement.
I don't.
Varg is ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I don't think I need anything.
Okay.
We are at full health, though, because I'm, for some
reason,
still 72.
You guys, Luton and Kairos?
There was a moment where you healed, or you would have healed, but you do need to use your resources if you end up using any spells. Because it's not like you're getting a full day's rest here.
Correct. So I would have
unless
just
you
done
want
a...
to take a full day's rest before you go out to the dead spot.
No, I think we need to go out there. I would have just done a medicine check or had a nature check on me from Luton.
Yep. You got that queued up?
Well, yes, I do.
Play the Radio Magic Special.
I feel so much better.
Yeah, we are back. Luton got a crit success on her healing and was able to bring Darnayru up to full on a medicine check. Which is great, because you guys would have been able to do more than one of those on the trip out there, so yeah. I'm glad we're full. And before you guys set out, let's recap real quick. What'd you get from Rangiel? Do you remember, like, what are your notes?
The notes I took said Rangiel was hired by Ibrium to get materials for the real Pyronite. And Ibrium is a vitromancer. I don't know if I said that right. Half of his body was living glass, looked like a statue that was alive. You could see through him, so he's kind of see-through, which is scary sounding. And then Rangiel would deliver the supplies to Dash at the dead spot, which was 20 or 25 miles outside of the town to the west. So that's all the information. Those are the notes I wrote, and that's all I remember.
Okay.
I wrote down soda ash and white salt from the desert. That must have been the
sounds
ingredient.
Delicious.
Yeah, I didn't take any notes, but I have what Greg wrote down.
Okay. Perfect.
I also have the word Vuslog written down.
Did you write down what Rangiel said?
Vuslog is the Cyclops.
That's who that was. I should write Cyclops next to that. Would you ask, Jordan?
Did you write down what Rangiel shared with us about Dash?
I just read all of that. That's what I was reading.
That came from Dash.
That came from Rangiel.
Okay. Gotcha. Cool.
That all sounds
fine. So we're headed to the
to
dead spot.
So you're headed to the dead
25
spot.
25 miles outside Alkenstar towards the gunworks to the west. Pew, pew.
Yeah.
Vark will get on the wagon and say, hop on, everybody.
We're going west.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Chewed in a wagon. Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Rawhide.
Rawhide.
Hootie hoo.
Yes.
Where's the whip?
Ooh. That's something that the kids of today have no idea what it is.
Yeah. That was Lil Uzi Vert.
Black and white TV show.
When TV was good.
TV's good right now. So you guys are on a wagon, and your four characters have only known each other for 2 weeks.
Still blows my mind.
No, it's been more than it's been at least three,
It's been longer than that because of the travel in the desert and all that stuff. It's been a couple
there
months.
There was a week and a half on a blimp. There was at least a week and a half before that.
We were in the desert for a while.
I always think that that's funny how you can play a game with your closest friends for years and then only have a span of like a couple months pass in that game. Your characters still have no idea who the other... Like, remember when we only knew each other for 2 months?
Yeah.
We talked all the time.
Yeah.
And now we don't talk at all.
That's not true.
It's like we don't even talk at all.
You don't talk. We're sitting here talking right now.
Yeah.
But what would Luton and Kairos talk about? That's where it gets weird, right?
I think Luton would say, who's your daddy and what does he do?
Who's your daddy and what does he do? We're going to play a game.
That's Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, it is.
Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get your life together if you don't know what's going on right
now. Not a Duma.
That's Scott's best impression.
Our mom says our dad.
So Loveless has the formula, right? That's what's written in my notes.
Loveless has the formula, which we found out is the real formula.
She has the real formula,
mm-hmm.
which is scary. We have to stop her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you think you're riding into right now? Like, what do you think is going on with this Dash person?
Well, this is supposed to be a drop location or between Rangiel and, or at least this is just where Rangiel said he drops off supplies to Dash, which makes me think, like, at first made me lower my scariness, and you asking that question is instantly raising my scariness going into this
situation. Let me correct that.
Okay.
Because Dash picked up the cargo from Rangiel in Alkenstar.
Oh, Dash picked it up from, okay.
So Rangiel,
so this is going to a place Rangiel has not been.
Yeah, Rangiel came from Martell into Alkenstar with the supplies and then gave them to Dash. And the last thing that he told you was that he was given a very specific set of instructions by this Ibrium character. Go to Martell, acquire these goods, bring them to Alkenstar, and give them to your contact. And that was when Rangiel suggested...
Oh my gosh.
That was a lot of whip.
That was.
Oh, man.
It's like a single horse fly is dead now. Just one.
Yeah.
Varg's still in the front. Yeah. He's driving it, and he's just having a lot of fun. He grabs the whip from the driver.
From the driver.
He's still, he's like, I got this. Let me try this out.
Scoot over. The wind-up of a century right there.
Where was I?
So
the whip noise.
He had to give,
that's all it takes, folks, to toss a kid with ADHD off his game.
He had to give everything to Dash, who's contact, he said.
Yeah.
Give everything to the contact.
So the pair of Dash and Rangiel get involved in this situation, and they're like, oh, we've got a little system down. So Ibrahim says, set up your system,
get go to Martell,
get the materials, and then ship them somewhere outside the city where another party will pick them up.
Well, now I'm concerned that maybe Ibrahim's going to be there.
Yeah.
That half-glass man is going to be there.
Yeah.
So now, with that, understanding that a little better, we probably do need to be conscious as we get close to, like, slow down and, like, assess the situation instead of waltzing in there.
What would Darnaru tell us? Into the dead zone.
Be very, very quiet.
We are hunting from Nex.
Half-glassman from Nex.
Why does he look like half-glass?
He's a vitromancer.
A vitromancer. What is that? What is that?
You guys aren't sure yet.
I don't think Darnaru has knowledge of that.
Can we roll a...
You can roll a knowledge arcana to see if that anyone can roll a knowledge arcana.
I'd like to know, in case we do run into this guy...
What you're dealing with?
Yeah, what we're dealing with, please. I only have plus two arcana.
I rolled a 19 total.
I should roll it because I have a plus 14.
He's a vitromancer.
15 total.
He's your vitromancer.
The Cat Williams.
For Vitrius.
The Cat Williams?
Wow.
No. I mean, it is. It's Cat Williams doing Tina Turner.
Yeah.
I got a
22
total. 22?
Ooh,
30
total.
30?
Ooh.
Yeah.
19, 15.
Darnaru, that term vitromancer, what it reminds you of is kind of like how Luton is an Undine and is infused with an element of water. A vitromancer would be a wizard who has studied the effects of glasswork.
Mm.
What a waste.
So... Dale Chihuly.
Yeah, I was going to just
is
say
a vitromancer.
I mean, but he's Dale Chihuly. Yeah,
but he's like Dale Chihuly.
Freaking museum.
Who?
What?
What?
Yeah.
I got no clue.
Wait, are you... Is no. this a bit?
This is not a
You're
bit.
So
I have no idea who this is.
You don't know about Dale, your buddy Ashton Dale.
Get out of here.
You don't like Damsel, and you don't know who Chihuly is.
Chihuly.
Chihuly, bro.
Chihuly.
Bro.
The glass sculptures.
Oh, you said Chihuly.
Yes.
Oh, Dale Chihuly.
Oh, Chihuly.
He thought we said Dale.
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
I totally know who that is.
You guys remember, you remember David Finnulli from second period PE.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a come of Finnulli's.
Stupid.
I should have known you said Chihuly.
So anyway,
Tacoma,
Dale
bro.
Chihuly would be a modern Earth vitromancer.
But he's not made of glass, though.
Well, but blew off half his face with glass, so, you know.
Dale did?
You know he has an eye patch, right? Famous eye patch.
I have no idea who this, because he was a pirate. This person is.
I got no clue either.
Yeah.
You don't either?
Nope.
No. Well, he...
Oh.
Don't look at me like that.
Eye patch?
He's a sculptor.
You uncultured swine.
He's a glass blower. He's very famous in this area.
There's a museum in Tacoma. It's a whole museum.
Yeah.
Like the whole.
Wait, you're
I'm just not up on my glass blowers.
You're telling me all of the art in the glass museum is his?
Yeah.
Every single piece.
Every single piece. Okay. He's legit.
Okay, then I have seen his work.
Yeah.
I just didn't know.
Seen it.
And half of his body, glass.
What's the hotel in Vegas where he has all his work? Is it the Venetian?
It's the Venetian, because Venetian, that's the one that has a lot of glass blown things in there.
Dude, he's legit, bro.
Okay,
he flies all around the world.
Greg, I'm just not up on my glass blowers.
Wow.
Well, this is a ridiculous episode.
There we go.
No, he really is truly amazing.
No, he's awesome.
Yeah. This is the real conversation we're having on this cart.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dale Chihuly, vitromancer.
So I know that he's
like
a wizard who...
Some kind of wizard who manipulates glass.
Okay.
Instead of an element like fire.
That's interesting. I wonder why you would...
Exactly. That's
need
what I was
that
like, what a
power.
Waste. What are you doing?
It probably means he's very, very dangerous.
You're going to go to Hogwarts. What are you studying? Oh, I'm studying how to kill dragons. How about you? Glass.
I'm studying how to kill him with glass.
Yeah, with glass.
I guess.
Well, one of the ways that Luton's element... I'll give you a massive hint. Luton is a water... sprite, and her element affects how her spells are cast.
Mm-hmm.
When she casts fireball, it's a water explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Does bludgeoning damage. If a vitromancer were to cast fireball, it probably would not do fire damage.
No.
Probably do piercing and slashing damage.
And which would be deadly.
And that is your hint.
Well, I'm concerned that it's going to be hard to hurt him. Like, he's going to have hardness on his body.
It's made of glass, bro.
Can I melt him?
Wouldn't it be great if Fireball also caused bleed?
Oh, to glass, because it, like, melts glass.
Or it's shards of glass.
Yeah.
Either one.
Gross, that's terrible.
Pick your poison.
Get some acid falling from the sky.
Is not drinking poison an option? Just asking for a friend.
Greg's got him today. You know what? Greg, hero point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there he is. Cracked me up twice.
See, Jordan, you're never going to get away.
Yeah, you're not.
I know.
It's not true.
I don't know who Chihuly is.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, you don't I'm, like damsel.
Well, I want to take a hero point away, but they say that's not allowed in the rules. So.
So what is the half glass man vulnerable to?
Optimism.
Hero point.
I don't want to, but I feel like I have to.
That was awesome.
Optimism.
My eyes are watering.
Oh my gosh.
That was incredible.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was incredible.
And that is why we're top 25 in comic. That is why.
And we're, 30 minutes down to self-indulgent comedy fest.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Hey, you said to role play.
Yeah.
This is what you got.
I didn't mean Jordan, Greg, Duvall, and Brittany.
Optimism, man.
You know, actually, a legitimate role play question. Do we know anything more? I'll just be Darnayru for a minute because that's who I play.
I dare you.
Dare me. Kairos.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, what? What?
Do you know any more about your father right now? Like, has he gotten any more information from him, about him? Any dreams? Any visions?
I can sense he's alive, but he is distant. My heart is sad.
Your heart will go on. It's okay. Oh, come on!
Much like his favorite song. Yes. Well, I suppose it's a good thing that you can still sense his presence, even if it is distant.
Yes, thank you for your caring. My blue friend, how did your companion get so large?
What? What's
the song? We are so going to get to find this episode. It's so many songs.
I'm missing my dada.
Oh, I love this.
Never let me go.
Yeah.
There's what? Lots of room on the door for you, Darnayru.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
There's always room for Darnayru.
Is that a t-shirt?
There's always room for Darnayru. That is totally a t-shirt.
Write it down.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. We're off.
We are.
Get control
off.
Of this podcast, Scott.
Are we cart. There yet?
We're in a cart,
are
but off the rails.
Are we there yet? As soon as I stop sweating and or crying,
I know,
we
I'm
can
laughing
continue.
So hard, my body temp is like
through the roof.
After some time passes and the fun fades, the Kairos question just gonna go unanswered. He said, how did your friend get so big?
Yeah, he's gotten very large.
He is very large. I wasn't expecting him to be this large. I knew he would get bigger as he got older, but this is a little unmanageable. I don't know how I'm going to hide him.
I can't imagine the shovel you need to use to clean up his crap.
He buries it.
Oh, there we go. It's perfect. Yeah. Okay. I know all about that. You know something I've been pondering? Hopefully,
have you been pondering something?
Yes. And I mean, this is totally taking this in a slightly different direction. But I was just thinking about Darnayru in his travels and what he's been doing, and that he has the brand on his face, Dar.
Yeah.
Which is in my lore, in my story, right? Part of the language that's been missed. What was the big event that destroyed everything, GM Scott? Earthfall?
Yes.
Earthfall. So a lot of the Amaran's history is lost because of Earthfall, but there's little known, known dialects of language that came from before then. So Dar is the word thief on his cheek, which we've already talked about. But as his face is, or as his facial hair kind of grows a little bit longer, he's actually brushing it over to cover that up.
Oh.
As he's like kind of trying to, I don't know, trying, because he used to wear it proud, because when he got it when he was younger, he got it from his tribe because of what his actions were when he's like an adolescent. But for him to just continue to grow up, and he's like, I don't think I should be wearing this as a badge of honor. It really is a disgrace to have this across my face. And so he started brushing his facial fur over it to cover it a little bit as best he can. It's not, you can obviously still see it. But it's like he's trying to hide it.
And the brand was because he was a thief.
Yeah, because, right? Specifically in his stories, he stole from a neighboring tribe. Mm-hmm. And you just don't do that, like, repeatedly.
And he said all this to you guys just now in character.
Yeah, totally.
So you can reference it later.
Welcome to my history. Yeah.
I like that.
Just going through, you know, things that Darnay was thinking about as he gets older, and he's like going through.
Because maybe somebody was like, hey, I notice you're combing your face different.
Yeah, you're combing your face different, yeah.
He's like Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's going through an emo phase.
Love it.
Oh, I love emo Greg. Yeah, there's photos out there, folks.
There's lots of photos out there.
Greg had an emo phase.
Didn't we all?
Nope.
I could guarantee. I was not cool enough for an emo phase.
Duval was like in the army when we were being emos.
Yeah, I was pulling gate guard in Bosnia.
Yeah.
That's like emo capital of the world.
It is. It was very, very sad. It was very sad.
Hold on. Bosnia is the emo capital of the world.
You just heard it from the army man himself.
It's legit. Amazing.
That's it.
Here's one for you, Jordan.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Now stop stealing my job.
Oh, sorry. I also have Sirenscape open today to mess with Jordan so I can... Some time passes in contemplation, in conversation, and you arrive at the coordinates.
Vargo to the driver. Can I say whoa? Can I say it?
All right, friend, if you have to.
Whoa!
Whoa! He pulls a Joey.
That stops the horses.
Kairos pulls out his bow and arrow.
All right.
Ret to go, as they say.
Ret to go. The dusty wasteland abruptly ends at a circle of coal-black sand that stretches roughly a mile wide. So from your vantage point, it would look like it goes in all directions.
Wow.
The edge of the circle is stark, as if the entire spot were made by a giant drop of ink spilled from the heavens. The sun beats down on the dark soil, creating lines of wavering heat, and the area exudes an aura of hanging dread, like an executioner's axe waiting to drop.
Gross.
Oh.
Some CK for you.
That was some good CK.
Some Coley K. We got to come up with a good nickname, because Cronewitter, that's a mouthful. I'm sorry, Cole, but...
Crony.
Coley K?
Crony.
I mean, he's one of our cronies. Crony?
Yeah,
it's part of the crony crew.
Definitely not one of our cronies, which is spelled with a C.
But he wants to be.
Yeah.
Let me get an arcana or occultism check from anyone interested in finding out more.
I would love to.
Yeah, you can do a nature check.
Roll on occultism. Ooh, roll bad.
22 on occultism?
Natural 20, so that would be 40.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Are you freaking kidding me?
16 total.
18 total for me. It's not great.
Okay. Occulty, arcane, magic, and occultisms, you guys know that there's something going on here, but you can't put your finger on it. It's strange. It's clearly something that is a function of the mana wastes, but what it is escapes you.
Can we, when you say function of the mana waste, does it look like a result of magic chaos?
Yes. Okay. And to piggyback off of that, the incredible natural 20 nature roll over there, 40. This could not be any more unnatural.
Ah.
So as a druid, you have no connection to whatever this is. There is no nature here.
Whoa, that's got to be scary.
Even a desert has nature. There's still little bugs and critters and stuff crawling in the ground, and there's still a life cycle that happens, a natural flow of time and elements and stuff. This dead spot is the absence of all of that.
I'd imagine, does Luton like have a reaction?
Yeah, so she kind of stiffens up and says, friends, there is no nature here. It truly is a dead spot. There are no plants, no animals, not even a bug.
This seems very unnatural.
Disturbing.
An unnerving absence of nature.
Yes.
There's a smell of dread on the air.
What does it taste like?
Odorless. Tasteless. Wait, not odorless, because it smells like dread.
It's tasteless.
Well, then we must be careful. This does not seem right.
Let's get some perception checks from everyone, please.
22.
16 total.
19.
29.
Clutch. Luton, you notice out in the mirage of heat, in the center of the dead spot, there appears to be a herd of cattle.
Those aren't cattle.
It's difficult to tell because of the shimmering heat waves. It would be a half a mile from where you're at.
A half a mile?
And the last thing that the wagon train leader says to you guys? Yeah.
Well, I'm not driving in there. You're on foot from here.
Why? Is the terrain too rough? Why not?
Listen, folks, just don't go in there, all right?
Why not?
That's just how it is.
Hmm.
He is coming across very superstitious.
Okay.
Carry real perception.
Show, don't tell, right?
That's just how it is, all right? I don't like it. My ma don't like it. My pa don't like it.
What about your cousins?
They don't like it neither.
Well, then we're going to have to walk in this thing. But if Luton didn't notice any natural or nature in there, maybe they're not real things.
It's a mirage, maybe.
Is she the only one who can see it?
Yes.
Huh.
The rest of you just see heat patterns.
I'd like to detect magic.
Okay. You put out a 30-foot pulse of detect magic, and you detect no magic.
Crazy.
Varg wants to ask the driver a follow-up question.
What kind of stories have you heard of this place?
I ain't heard nothing, and I don't want to talk about it no more.
Why not?
Listen, it's just not something that you do. I don't ever come out here. I've only ever heard of this place, and I'm not going in. That's it. That's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
I want to try to get more information out of him. Can I...
You can roll try to intimidate or intimidate. Diplomacy.
I'll
either
do
one.
Intimidation.
And coerce some info?
Yes.
23 total.
Okay, walk me through this intimidation.
Yeah, make him poop himself.
Wait. I need to remember how to add math. 25 total.
Are you sure?
I am positive now.
Okay. What'd you roll on dice?
9.
What's your intimidation bonus?
16.
Okay. 25.
Is that with the mask on?
That is with the mask on.
Okay.
Which is just, I'm also hovering at the end of his face like a cartoon, I imagine.
It's off to...
No, it's like it's on a demon mask, but its snout is through the mouth.
Yeah. Or it's off to one side like a fascinator.
Yes.
I was going to say, it's off to one side. Like,
not even wearing that thing right, kid.
Tanjiro. It's on the side of his head like Tanjiro. Okay.
Demon Slayer jokes.
Yeah.
He'll say, listen, bub.
Yes.
Yeah,
but you're a little too big for that lion.
We have no idea what we're getting ourselves into out here. This is my clan, my people. I must keep them safe. Tell us what you know.
He grabs a hold of his jacket,
or else.
And the guy is being pulled up, you know, by the collarbone towards your face, all menacingly, right? He just reaches up and pats your hand and says,
tear my face off if you want, fella. I ain't going in there, and I don't know nothing about it.
Whoa. Well, now you gotta tear his face off.
Maybe your bones will tell me.
No, we need him to drive back.
This is like the ultimate mystery we're walking into.
And he's trembling.
So, was it a successful check?
Sounds like scared.
You can't tell me that. Okay, fine. Jerk.
Normally, see? Those are secret checks.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Well, let's start sandwalking our way out there.
Doot-dee-doot-dee-doo.
Varg? This is where we follow your lead.
Yeah, Varg will go first.
All right.
So you're going in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every bone in Greg's body is like screaming.
Yeah.
If he's a glass wizard, that means that he's heating up the sand.
Oh, right.
The dead spot has existed for a time immemorial.
And it's just coal black sand, you said.
And this is something that people are familiar with, and it's been around for anyone that you talked to about it in town. It's been around for as long as they can remember.
Seems like a crazy result of the mana waste.
We didn't ask anybody about it.
You did in the...
Oh, we did.
Rangel, you asked Phoebe.
Okay.
We're basically walking on an unlimited fuel supply for this guy.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
Out in the middle of the desert?
For Shahuli.
Kind of wherever you go, isn't that where you are?
Wow. That's what I'm saying.
That's deep.
Let's do it like this.
That's deep.
Calm down, Jeff. Nice.
Yeah, I know.
Here we go. Varg's leading the charge, and we're following Varg.
Charge! Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Luton climbs on top of her kiki.
Very good.
Smart.
Okay. You make it about halfway, and I need another perception check from everybody.
Halfway to the cows?
Halfway
to
the cows.
Yes. Kairos is hovering off the ground.
Very good. It's a flavor hover.
22. Same exact roll.
26.
17.
Varg's not perceiving.
Good. 15 total.
Varg's not perceiving anything. Yep. Luton, you see the same thing clearer. There is a herd of cows out in the middle of this dead spot. You're convinced.
How many are you seeing out there?
About 20.
I see 20 cows, and I'm detecting no magic.
Not within 30 feet of you.
Okay.
Mm.
That's the range of detect magic.
No, it's moo.
Do these cows look normal to you?
Yes, they do look normal. But the lack of nature out here, I am suspicious.
I'm like rubbing sand out of my eyes or something.
Yeah, what would they be eating out here?
Dash is a cattle wrangler. It's probably Dash. But I'm just thinking, like...
You think they're eating Dash?
Wait,
you think
Dash is a Dash? Cow? There's a comma there, Greg, that you missed.
Sorry, I will phonetically say my punctuation.
Let's eat Grandma.
You continue to march toward the center of the dead spot. And as you get even closer, a couple hundred feet away now, you all four see the same thing. A herd of cows.
But no people?
Not that you can see.
We still see 20.
A herd of cows. Hmm. About 20.
We are getting Trojan horsed. They're among the cows.
I'd like to speak to the cow.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting Trojan cow.
Okay. Trojan. You get close enough to speak to the cows?
How close does she have to get?
You don't have to speak with animals, do you?
I don't. Oh, do I?
I thought you did.
I could have sworn.
You're the animal person.
Hold on,
Duval
hold on.
Gibson School of Pathfinder over there?
I know.
I'm teaching classes online. So if you want to sign up.
That's hard to get into.
You can get a doctorate in a week.
My application was denied 3 times. I don't know.
I mean.
But they won't tell me why.
They won't.
Yeah,
never will.
I couldn't even get into that.
Well, there's a reason for
the
that.
The review committee is biased, I think.
I do not have speak with animal.
They're biased against bald people.
That's gotta be what it is. Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem getting in.
I do have no cause for alarm. I can prevent the cows from being alarmed.
Wait, well, I think you have to speak their language.
Since you are close enough to, you are close enough to be able to talk or be heard by them, just using your voice.
I'm avoiding notice, and my flisses are drawn.
Are you guys like, hey, cows? Like,
oh, when you're, I have animal empathy.
Yeah, yeah. You can use that to try to coax.
Okay,
hey, moo.
Here, snipe.
It's a rudimentary level.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can ask questions of, receive answers from, and use diplomacy.
Whoa.
With animals.
Oh, I want to hear Scott voice a cow.
Yeah, animal
so bad.
Empathy. So I do sort of have.
You do have something.
Yeah. Something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so you don't have the spell speak with animals, but
no.
You do actually have the ability to communicate in some way with animals.
Please talk to these cows.
So what does Luton do in order to get the attention of these cows? They're not grazing, obviously. They're just sort of milling about.
Luton would like to communicate with them and ask them if they're... owner is nearby.
Okay. One of the cows notices you and starts to walk over, taking slow, timid steps. You do have a jaguar with you, but
yes.
You're using your animal empathy to calm this cow. I believe there's a roll attached to this, if I'm not mistaken. Is there a nature roll that you have to make?
Do you have any apples?
It's a feat.
Just read the whole feat description for us, because Gail doesn't know what it is either.
All it says is you have a connection to the creatures of the natural world that allows you to communicate with them on a rudimentary level. You can ask questions of, receive answers from, and use the diplomacy skill with animals in most cases. Wild animals will give you time to make your case.
Oh, wild animals gives you time to make your case? That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Diplomacy me.
Yeah.
Roll a diplomacy check. Okay.
Are these wild animals?
Maybe.
They would be domesticated.
Yeah.
It seems like they'd be
It's good to ask that to the microphone, but I like you. I like that you're so into this situation you forgot you were in the podcast.
He's late all
That's
the
amazing.
Way back.
I know what I'm doing.
I love it. I'm serious.
I'm at depth.
This is great.
24 total.
24.
Yeah.
So this cow... It stands up and walks over to you. No, I...
Two legs.
Hey, are we in a Far Side
cartoon? Carl. Yeah. Want some milk?
And it starts... And starts making some noises. Some body language.
Ooh.
And it begins giving you the impression that its owner is nearby. As in an immediate vicinity.
Okay, but we can't see him?
And as you do this, a gunshot rings out.
What?
And the dirt 10 feet off in front of you, boom, explodes from a gunshot. And then another one rings out. And this one sails way over your guys' head.
Like blind.
Like a terrible shot?
And then you hear a voice in common ring out and says, who goes there? You better think twice.
This is Dash. We're
going to get you. You just turn around and go back the whence you came, all right?
Mr. Dash? Dash. Is that you?
I'm Dash, but I ain't no mister. Mister?
Senor? Senor Dash?
You know, Dash is a woman, you idiot.
Oh.
Oh, I totally forgot. You told us that. You told us that a while ago.
I know.
That's right.
Senora?
Well, sound more ladylike.
Yes, sorry. I should. I can sound more ladylike if you want.
It's me, Dash!
Nailed it. Well, no offense to any of our female listeners.
Okay, we'll start that over again.
No offense taken.
Continue, Varg.
Dash, ceasefire! We've been sent by Rangiel.
I don't know anybody by that name. You go and get out of here now.
It's the guy you picked up the cargo from.
I don't know what you're talking about. Go on, fella, or I'll fill you full of holes.
I want to cast No Cause for Alarm.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Let's give that one to Gale, too. We haven't heard that one yet on this.
You attempt to reduce panic, attempt a diplomacy check, comparing it to the will DC.
Well, currently, none of your allies have the frightened condition.
Is it only for allies?
No.
I don't think so.
It's just for allies.
What's the target?
No.
And of creatures in a 10-foot emanation around you who are frightened.
Yep.
No one has the frightened condition. Yeah, that's in,
within 10
that's
feet
within
of you.
10 feet of you.
Okay. Dash seems frightened.
Thought of like a pure graduate from the Cairo School of Pathfinder.
I mean, is this your application essay to get into?
She's actually an adjunct professor.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Darnayru would stand up, sheathe his flissas, and pull his hood back.
You guys don't remember the code word that Rangiel told you that nobody wrote that down?
Butterscotch.
Nope.
It was...
That's our family.
Dude, I feel like
word.
That's pretty important, and it's not in my notes.
There was a specific thing that you made him repeat three times to say, because he was like, just tell him...
Three times?
Wobble-o Bingle Bopper?
No, that was the name of the person he murdered.
Well...
But not real.
We know about Wobble-o Bingle Bopper. It's gonna be okay.
Hero point.
This is amazing. This is amazing. There was...
Bro, that's nowhere in my
Rangiel
notes.
Rangiel Faruza told you guys, say this, yep. And Dash will know that it's me, or that you're coming from me. It was the password.
Don't remember. Make things up. Do not make episode. Things up. Yes.
That is nowhere in my notes, and that is extremely important. Why would I not write that down?
Oh, now I know what to put in the last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Exactly.
I remember you telling us.
Don't do that.
There was a password.
Didn't
it's
say
true,
it.
Though. But so I don't what remember is it? What it was. I didn't write
oh,
it down.
Okay.
Vark, what is the password?
The most important
say the password.
Thing you got.
Oh, here it is. Darnayru, she is his flissas.
Yeah, okay.
Pulls back his hood.
Yeah.
And says the password.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, that's how he got into the school.
He got another exploit scholarship.
Can I roll a recall knowledge on Darnayru's knowledge?
Sure, yes. I'll allow a recall
just
knowledge.
Rolling natty 14.
Natty 14. Unfortunately, the flat DC was 15.
Oh, dang
or
it.
Or whatever one over your roll was.
Oh, man.
You guys are going to have to come up with some other method then to convince Dash that you're not...
Well,
then,
what I would do is I would roll a... I would like to attempt to be diplomatic and try to get him from terrified to less terrified and go up that
track. Let's roll a diplomacy check.
Diplomacy is plus 13. It's a 25.
25. Anyone else rolling?
Yeah, I'll roll one.
I definitely need one from Luton, who was doing the talking.
I got a 33.
Because I would like to,
26.
Talk him down a little bit.
27.
Okay. Collectively, all of you have done incredibly well at this roll.
Cool.
And so all of a sudden, this... shortish woman appears out from behind the cows, holding a Giselle, trembling like a leaf. And she says, "You mean the renowned river runner, Rangiel?"
Oh, so you do know him.
Renowned river runner. I'm so mad right now.
That was the password.
That was the password. Yes, that is the one we're talking about. We are so sorry for forgetting that password.
I'm sorry for coming across so hostile. I'm a little bit shaken. I was expecting... my friends to be riding back, but then as y'all got closer, I realized that there were more than three of you, and you weren't on horseback, so obviously I got a little bit spooked.
there's these people called the Leadsmiths. They're after me. I ran out here and hiding with my cattle to get away. And I mean, nobody ever comes out here. So, like I said, I thought that you was the rest of my gang. And you know, a lady's got to do what a lady's got to do to protect herself out here in the wasteland. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We come in peace. We come in peace.
Yeah, we are no friends of the Leadsmiths. In fact, we will fight the Leadsmiths and have.
What happened to Rancio? He was... Last I heard, he
no, was... No, it's all right. It's okay. He was good. We were able to save him from the gallows.
Yeah. You see a woman crying, you can't handle it? You got to interrupt her?
Yes. Put her together.
You slap her.
Give her a hanky.
I was going to say, Darnayru pulls a little hanky out of his pocket and hands it to her.
You tell me that Rangio's okay?
Yes, Rangio's okay.
Hang out.
Oh, that's not very funny. Because he was going to be hanged.
The people you are expecting to come out here to meet you, are they friendly or are they foes?
Yeah, they're the rest of my gang. I run with three other cattle rustlers, Emil, Anna, and Jesse. You haven't seen them, have you, by any chance?
We haven't. We don't even... Oh. We've never heard those names before.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
Where did you last see them?
Well, last week, this fancy feller... named Ibrahim. Half of his body was made out of glass.
Oh, no.
He paid us all to transport a bunch of supplies outside the city with our cattle. Real hush-hush type of thing, right? Well, we took the goods here to the dead spot, and waiting for us was this real creepy feller named Parsis. Gave us all real fright, but he said all the right things, and he was the other half of the deal. Well, everything felt real wrong, so I bugged out. Went back to get the next shipment of cattle. That's what you see here. And my friends, Emil, Anna, and Jesse, all went with Parsis to deliver the goods.
Absolutely. Did they say where the delivery was going to be made?
No.
How far away it was? Anything?
No, that Parsis fella, he was the one who took him away, and he took him to a spot off somewhere. I wish I knew, but they're supposed to be back any minute now. That's what I was expecting was... All of you were supposed to be all of them.
Is Parsis supposed to return with them?
No, gosh, I hope not. That was one creepy fella.
Don't you care about your friends?
Tell us all you can about Parsis.
Well, Parsis was real pale. I never seen anything like them before. You know, just a real dark look in the eyes. Like, eyes were all black, you know? No pupil, no whites in their eyes. You know how they say you shouldn't shoot someone until you see the whites in their eyes? Well, you could never shoot Parsis.
No whites in his eyes at all.
Right. And
did he seem alive?
And fangs.
Oh, no.
Like I've never seen before on a person. Like I've seen like this fella right here. Points at
Varg.
Varg.
Varg gives a terrible smile. It's supposed to be charming, but it just looks hideous.
And he's just like waving.
What's that cartoon with the dog that is?
Yeah, I can't remember.
That's what it looks like. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. I can't remember.
Yeah, just like fangs, like that. Whew. Frightening. Real skinny. I don't know. Just kind of an unsettling feeling. And he had this strange clockwork device with him that I don't know. Just gave me the willies, like I said. So I left right away to go get some more cattle. What? On to the next job, they say.
What was the clockwork device like? What did it look like?
Man, I ain't never seen anything like that before. I wish I could tell you more, but I try to forget it, honestly. It was terrifying.
What did it do? Why would the device scare you?
Just the way that it looked, like it climbed on his body. And I don't know.
It was like a clockwork companion.
Yeah, like a spider.
So he's a vampire.
I think he's a dampier. That's how you say that? But I don't know if Darnayru would know that.
Have any weapons on him?
No, just a walking stick.
Yeah, that's a weapon.
Oh, yes, that's a weapon.
Would you deny an old man's walking stick?
Yes. Can I do a perception check on everything she's saying?
Oh, yeah. Check to see if she's lying.
Yeah, I don't trust her. She's moving
around
too much.
I love that you remember to do that, because I never remember to
really
do it.
It's a great narrative.
I trust everything.
Yeah.
28 total.
Dash, unnerved. But is telling the truth.
Okay.
Mm.
As far as you can tell.
It's all the caveats. Emil, Anna, and Jesse, friends of Dash, left with Parsis to make the delivery. And the delivery that you brought here, that Ibrahim told you to bring.
Yeah.
Was it materials? Explosives materials?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps it was a lot of different compounds and mixtures. Lots of powders. some vials of liquids.
So you are unaware of what you just delivered.
I ain't no alchemist, friend. I just move cattle around mostly, and every once in a while, Rancho helps us out with some extra coin. We move food and medicine, or sometimes lots of stolen weapons or ammunition. This was not the first time I've moved a bunch of ingredients around.
Not trying to make you feel terrible, but you just delivered the most destructive powder on the planet.
What?
Yes.
I feel terrible.
You can hear a point.
You're a liar. You just said you weren't trying to make me feel terrible. I feel worse.
Oh, and now it is in the hands of someone who means to do a lot of harm.
My goodness.
So we must stop this. When are your friends getting back?
Well, I was expecting them to come back now. Honestly, it's about that time.
I think we should probably hang here for... Oh, good.
Do you have any way to reach your friends?
Yeah, let's get on my cell phone and call them real fast.
Oh, perfect.
Great. Yeah, do that.
why aren't you dialing?
The long stare is great.
So I guess you don't have any way to reach your
Do
friends.
You?
They're all here.
And if they were over there, how would you get a hold of them?
It's called Hootie Hoo.
That's true. We do have a superpower.
So you cast Hootie Hoo?
Cast Hootie Hoo.
Hey, now that I get out here in the middle of the dead spot, it's creepy out here.
That only works on one of your...
Yeah.
known associates.
I almost feel like we should hang out here for a little bit of time to see if they show up.
I'm down with that.
I feel like they're not coming back, and
they're probably already eaten.
Well, what were you going to do if they did not return? How long were you going to stay here?
I hadn't thought that far. We've been rustling cattle together for so long, I couldn't even imagine what life would be like without them.
Have you ever done a delivery with this Parsis before?
No, are you kidding me? Absolutely not, okay. And never again. Ooh.
This gal's a Rhodes Scholar, let me tell you.
I don't think we asked Dash this yet, but how long have they been gone?
Oh, just about a day.
A day?
Well, yeah, it takes a long time to move anything anywhere around here.
That's not that long.
It feels like a long time.
We're on foot.
Well, we know, this is what we do know, gang.
You know what would be great, though, is if there was a wagon that you didn't have to use horses to pull. It was powered by some sort of mechanism, and it could go 3 times, 4 times faster than any horse.
Santa sled.
Like a train.
Yeah. Yeah, like a powered sled. What's a train? Fella, you crazy. I was thinking some sort of automated mobile device.
Indoor plumbing. It's going to be big.
Y'all forget the setting the story's in.
That's true. So, we know that the stuff came from the place that starts with an M, made it to Alkenstar.
Martell.
Mm-hmm. Came from Martell to Alkenstar. Leaving Alkenstar and going west is where the dead spot is. We know that Parsis is from Geb.
Correct.
And Ibrium is from Nex.
Correct.
So it makes me think that Ibrium sent it to Parsis, and Parsis might be going to Geb, maybe? That's a total guess on my part, which I don't know how long that journey would be. So sitting here and waiting for days for them to get back might also be dumb.
Well, I don't think they're going to be gone too long. Like I said, like 3 times, I was expecting them back any minute now.
Any minute.
So someone's going to come back.
Okay. Well, let's hunker down with
Honestly,
the cows.
Honestly, they're late.
Let's hunker down with the cows.
May we hide amongst your cattle?
Sure. As you know, it's mighty effective.
Luton's already petting one.
Luton and this cow are having like a
Kal-El's like,
and you're what are you saying back?
Yes,
in cow speak.
Man, she's already got 3. I can't give her another one.
Is
I
Kal-El,
have 2.
Oh, well, you're not getting another one.
Ah. Is Kal-El like sizing one up like a snake?
Ooh. No, he's hanging out with them, and all the cows call him
Kal-El. He's rolling on his back in the sand.
That was good. Yeah, I like that. Kal-El. That's good.
Kal-El.
Kal-El. Yeah.
Well done.
Okay. Yeah, I would hide amongst the cattle.
All right.
Just in case someone, because I'm suspecting maybe it's not his friends coming back.
How long do we want to give it? Because we can't just wait here indefinitely.
It's true.
10 minutes.
Ten minutes.
I mean, we can wait here for a couple hours, see what happens. He said,
okay.
Or she said that she was expecting him. Literally, they're already late.
That's right.
Because they're dead.
Okay, 2 hours in?
So you guys bunker
down good with that?
And want to try to hide among the cows?
Yes.
Let's get one stealth check that can be aided.
One stealth check to save them all.
Gotta catch them all.
I'm untrained.
You have to roll A's first.
You can aid. It's only DC 15 to 8.
Jeez.
But remember, if you get a 5, that's a critical failure.
I got a 9.
All right, so it's just a failure. You're just a failure, Jordan.
I got a 16.
16, that's an aid.
Let me try it. Aid.
On a stealth roll.
14 total.
14. And then Kal-El, he's stealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Let's get a crit on that one.
Ooh, I got a natural 1.
Uh-oh.
But he has plus 17.
Yeah, that's still a crit.
That would be a success.
So it makes it a failure.
Total, which makes it just a failure.
Okay.
This is... One of the first times that that's come up, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not a negative. It's not a crit failure,
yeah. Even though it was a natty one.
Awesome.
Okay, so this is just at a plus one, Darnayru.
Just at a plus one?
Yep.
So 26.
26.
Yeah, that was a bad roll.
All right. You hide amongst the cows, and you have some confidence that you're well hidden. Maybe not super hidden, but hidden enough that someone walking up would have the same amount of difficulty that you guys had when walking up on Dash.
In my head, I'm like, I could have done so much better than this.
Without waiting too long, just a few minutes, actually, on the horizon, you notice three figures approaching on horseback. And they're coming from the direction that Dash said that they left. And sure enough...
Like, how far away?
At the edge of the dead spot. Oh. Right? That's where you... They're half a mile away.
Oh, but so I could be flat, like...
You know, expanse.
I could say, like, Dash, is this them?
Oh, yeah, that's them. That's them. I recognize the horses.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This isn't going to be good.
It's not good.
I'm still going to hide, but I'm like, awesome news.
All right, you guys stay hidden.
Yep.
And they approach. They get about halfway, same distance that you guys noticed the cattle, or that Luton noticed the cattle. And, yep, it's three riders on horseback. They're just walking up.
Are they alive?
They are alive, as far as you can tell.
Are they
friends? Roll a perception check.
Okay.
Good question, I guess.
Yeah, because I would like to know what we see as they get closer. 24.
23.
25.
Please say 26.
26.
Yes! Yeah! Wow. We did it!
You guys got every number between 23 and 26. Congratulations.
It's the little things.
They are alive and are riding, approaching on horseback.
But we can't, like, tell what their ancestry is or anything else about them. Is that still too far away?
Dash sees them as well and says, oh, that's them. That's my friends, okay. Emil, Jesse, and...
But she doesn't know that. They're too far away.
And Anna.
Oh, Anna.
Emil, yeah. Anna, and Jesse.
Okay. I feel good about that.
I know. It's too far away. She can't see. She's assuming.
As they get a little bit closer, a little bit closer, a little bit closer, they're not in a hurry for some reason. It does... You guys kind of get the feeling something's off.
Yeah.
Is it the dead spot, though? Is it just the GM messing with your heads?
No.
Could be all of the above.
No.
Yes to all.
Yeah.
Well, Dash, who's programmed into the adventure... also gets the heebie-jeebies and says, oh, wait a minute, something ain't right here. And get about 30-ish feet away.
Uh-huh.
Detect magic, somebody.
We've got that pulsating, right?
If detect magic is out, yeah.
It is.
It's out because you guys, this is exploration mode.
Because then we would know if it was illusion magic or something.
You guys can go to the map if you want.
To the map.
And you'll see the party at the bottom edge of a big spot of black sand, and then Dash there in the middle. As they get within 30 feet, which is only 6 squares of Dash, she says, oh, something ain't right. Oh gosh. And she just books out of there.
She what? Bolts
and runs as fast as she can as away from the situation.
What?
And as these riders pop up, yeah, the cows all sort of just casually follow.
Oh, we got moving cover. I'll help myself to this. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What you see are three people dressed in cowboy attire, you know, the trench coat, the hat. And as they get closer, they pull their hats off of their heads to reveal clockwork skulls wreathed in flame.
Oh.
And a cloak pulls back off of their horses, and all of their horses are just bones.
They're ghost riders?
Ew.
Rider on the storm.
We'll find out what happens next week.
No, I want to fight him now.
Gonna fight the Punisher.
Is there like Nick Cage on horses?
So boring.
You know, Sam Elliott was in that movie too, and he actually rode on horseback.
I forgot about that.
It's okay. Everyone did.
I haven't watched that movie since it came out.
Because Nick Cage is boredom.
Brittany's gonna fight you.
I am gonna fight you.
You're gonna get stabbed.
Come at me, Nick Cage.
Oh. It's Brittany you got to worry about. It ain't Nick Cage.
It's Britt Cage you got to worry about over there.
She has a giant tattoo of his face on her back. No. Very weird.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh. Also, kind of like it.
Got into it.
See you next time.
I mean, I married her with it. Hey, Thunder Buddies, tune in next week to find out what the heck is going on.
I know, right?
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.